President Biden has narrowed the gap with former President Trump, nearly tying but not overtaking the presumptive Republican nominee in the polls. The latest Real Clear Politics polling average has Trump leading by less than 1%, down from more than 4% at the beginning of the year. Analysis from Jim Antle, executive editor at the Washington Examiner. Jim, what's up here?
Yeah, so if you look a few weeks ago even, former President Trump was a few points ahead of President Joe Biden in the national polls, and he was pretty cleanly beating him in all or most of the battleground states. Now, even those leads are not the types of leads that have historically been insurmountable, but they were certainly noticeable. Trump is still mostly ahead, but Biden has closed the gap. So in a lot of cases, things that were once 3 to 4 points difference are now maybe 1 point difference. We've seen some national polls where they're tied. We've seen a couple where Biden is ahead, although in the averages, Trump is still ahead, but barely. And so, you know, Democrats are wondering, one, is this a sign that Biden is starting to make a comeback and will soon overtake Trump? Or two, is it worrisome that Trump is still in as strong of a position as he is, given everything else that's going on with him?
Right. So why might Biden be closing the gap?
Well, one thing is that progressives who don't like him and are not enthusiastic about him might be coming home, which we've seen happen before. It certainly happened before the midterm elections, where, you know, sometimes when Biden's approval ratings are below 40% or hanging around 40%, some of those disapprovers are actually disapprovers from the left. And so if they disapprove of him but end up voting for him anyway, that'll certainly help narrow the gap. You know, I think there is some sense of inevitability now about Trump, whereas a few months ago, you know, it was an open possibility that somebody else would be the Republican presidential nominee. And that, I think, has probably helped to close the gap a little bit, too.
It's interesting. You said, too, he's Biden in better shape than before the State of the Union. It doesn't seem like any great news has happened since then. In fact, it may have gotten worse if you look, you know, geopolitically.
Right. And you know, sometimes those things don't get baked in immediately. So that's something to watch for. I think before the State of the Union, the expectations for Biden were so low after the HER report came out, talking about his memory problems, sounding worse than they've generally even been in public, and people have been very concerned about his age really throughout his term, and those concerns haven't been getting better. You know, but Biden's numbers improved after the State of the Union. But yeah, you've got a lot of problems right now. You know, inflation isn't going away. You know, Iran struck Israel. Israel struck Iran. Mm-hmm. Things don't look very good in Ukraine right now. Obviously, some of the dysfunction in Washington can be blamed on congressional Republicans as well, but it's certainly pretty dysfunctional. You know, could those things, interest rates don't look like they're going to come down as quickly as people were hoping. So, you know, could any of those things end up hurting Biden's poll numbers and benefiting Trump? Absolutely.
We're speaking with Jim Antle, executive editor at the Washington Examiner. He's written a piece called Democrats Experience Hope and Fear as Biden Nips at Trump's Heels. Are we going to see any of the third-party candidates play a role here?
Well, that's another thing, is that in the polls that showed, the five-way polls at least, that showed Trump with fairly robust leads, had RFK Jr. in particular polling the double digits. And some of these more recent polls that have showed a closer race between Trump and Biden, RFK has fallen back to, you know, 2-3%, more of a Ralph Nader-sized vote.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Antle, executive editor at the Washington Examiner.